From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Israel and the Palestinians are relaunching face-to-face peace negotiations. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is inviting the two sides to Washington early next month.
Speaking at the State Department, Secretary Clinton says she's invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas to Washington for a meeting scheduled for September 2nd. She said the goal of the renewed talks is to reach a settlement within a year.
The President and I are encouraged by the leadership of Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Abbas and fully share their commitment to the goal of two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and security.
Secretary Clinton spoke alongside Special Envoy George Mitchell, who's been trying for months to persuade the two sides to agree to resume direct talks. The leaders of Egypt and Jordan also have been invited to attend the first session. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The man in charge of the government's response to the Gulf oil spill says a series of steps have to play out before BP's leaking oil well is plugged from the bottom completely. Thad Allen says that could take a few weeks, and he adds patience is key.
We do not want to make a mistake in the last several days of this operation because, frankly, we want a stake in the heart of this well. We want it put away forever, and we don't want any threat of further discharge to the environment.
Transocean, the company that owned and operated the deepwater rig that exploded in the Gulf in April, accuses BP, meanwhile, of hiding data it considers key to an investigation. Larry Miller reports from London that this dispute's just the latest in the tussle over who should bear the blame.
Transocean's allegations were made in a letter sent from its lawyers to members of the U.S. cabinet. Transocean claims BP has continued to demonstrate its unwillingness, if not outright refusal, to deliver even the most basic information. Yet BP denies that and says the letter contains misguided and misleading assertions. Transocean has not financially contributed to the capping of the leak, compensation, or cleanup. However, it is facing nearly 250 lawsuits and asks a court to limit its liabilities to $27 million. BP has committed $32 billion. BP insists it's fully cooperating with investigations commissioned by the U.S. and others. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A record number of U.S. workers appear to be tapping into their retirement accounts to survive a troubled economy. One of the country's major retirement firms, Fidelity Investments, surveyed its clients and released the results today. It found that of the 11 million workers whose 401k plans are run by Fidelity, 11% took money out during the 12 months ending June 30th. That's up 9% from the year before. The Dow's down more than 100 points at 10,158. This is NPR News. A Thai court is allowing an alleged arms dealer from Russia to be extradited to the United States. Jessica Gallagher reports the Kremlin's not happy about it.
After 2 years of diplomatic pressure from Washington, a Thai court has ruled that alleged Russian arms dealer Victor Boot, nicknamed the Merchant of Death, can be extradited to the U.S. Russian news agencies are quoting Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov as calling the decision unjust and political. Boot is charged with trafficking arms to dictators and conflict zones in the Middle East, Africa, and South America since the 90s. He was arrested in 2008 during a joint U.S.-Thai sting operation in which agents posed as arms buyers for FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. He's been in a maximum security Thai prison ever since. The U.S. describes the 43-year-old former Soviet Air Force pilot as one of the world's most prolific arms traffickers. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
The last of the three inmates who escaped from an Arizona prison is back in federal custody. Authorities say John McCluskey was captured last night at a campsite in New Mexico after they were alerted by a Forest Service ranger. McCluskey was arrested along with his fiancée, Kathleen Welch. She's accused of helping all three inmates escape prison last month. Pakistan is pledging to prevent charities linked to Islamist militants from using flood relief as a means to foment anti-government protests. Islamist charities have been working to fill the humanitarian needs that an overwhelmed government's been unable to meet. Officials are concerned that in addition to helping millions of Pakistanis displaced by the worst floods in recent memory, they also face political instability and a growing insurgent threat. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.